Hello and welcome once again to my hermitage. I am Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the third week of Easter, April 23rd, 2026. And our passage today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Jesus said to the crowds, 'No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.'" There's something quietly unsettling in Jesus' words today. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." It challenges a comfortable assumption we often carry, that faith is primarily our doing, our seeking, our deciding. But here Jesus turns that upside down. Before we ever move towards God, God is already moving towards us. And not just moving, but drawing us. The word itself suggests something gentle, almost mysterious, not dragging, not forcing, but drawing. Like the tide draws the shore, like music draws the heart, like love draws a person out of themselves. There was once an elderly man who came every morning to sit quietly in the back pew of a small church. He didn't receive communion. He didn't speak to anyone. He simply sat there. One day, a young parishioner finally approached him and asked, "Why do you come here every day?" The old man smiled faintly and said, "I don't know how to explain it. I just feel pulled. Like something in me longs to be here, even if I don't understand it." Years later, near the end of his life, he asked for the sacraments. When the priest gently asked what had changed, the man said, "Nothing changed. I just finally stopped resisting what had been drawing me all along." Jesus reminds us today that faith does not begin with us. It begins in the heart of the Father. Before you ever prayed, you were being drawn. Before you ever believed, you were being invited. Before you ever loved, you were already loved. This changes everything. It means your presence here, your desire for God, even your struggles with doubt, are not signs of distance from God, but signs of His nearness. The very restlessness you feel is evidence that the Father is at work within you. St. Augustine once wrote, "You have made for us, for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." That restlessness is not a problem to fix, it is a call to follow. But let's be honest, being drawn by God does not always feel peaceful or clear. Sometimes it feels like a dissatisfaction with things that once seemed enough, a quiet longing you cannot name, a question that won't go away. A moment of beauty that breaks your heart open, a suffering that strips away illusions. These are not interpretations to your spiritual life or interruptions to your spiritual life. They are your spiritual life. God does not only draw us in moments of consolation, He often draws us through longing, through incompleteness, through the ache of wanting more. Because what he is drawing us towards is not an idea, but a person. Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father draw him." The Father draws us to the Son. Every desire for truth, every hunger for meaning, every longing for love, these are threads that, if followed, lead to Christ. And Christ promises something astonishing. "I will raise him on the last day." The one who draws you is the one who will not lose you. The quiet pull you feel today is not temporary. It is eternal. It is leading you not just to a better life, but to resurrection. So perhaps the question today is not, "Do I believe enough?" or "Am I doing enough?" But perhaps the deeper question is, "Where is God already pulling me, and am I resisting or responding? Is he drawing you to deeper prayer, to reconciliation, to forgiveness, to trust in the midst of uncertainty, to let go of something you cling to? Grace is already at work. The invitation is already given. The only question is whether we will allow ourselves to be drawn. Let us pray. Father of all love, you draw us with cords that we do not always see, with a tenderness we often overlook. Open our hearts to recognize your quiet call. Give us the courage to follow where you lead, even when the path is hidden. Draw us ever more deeply to your Son, the bread of life, who alone can satisfy the hunger within us. And when we wander, do not cease to draw us back again. We entrust ourselves to your patient love, knowing that the one who calls us will also raise us up. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives and spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.